Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
It's cool.
Anywho.
With the skeletons.
Mm-hmm. I have my
Horn of Winter. After about another hour, Rooney says, "All right, time for me to go upstairs and go home. Talk to you guys later."
All right, see you, bye.
Is she the only one left in there?
Mm-hmm. Yo, that's probably why the other group lost. I can't see anything.
What the hell is so bright here?
There's trees. No. The stalactite is blooming. Oh, and then some dick of a cleric walks up. Sunburst.
Insult to injury.
That would cruel and unusual punishments.
All right, well, you guys are now downstairs. You guys are heading over to the HQ area.
Does anybody have a good disabled device?
The two people with disabled device are not in the room.
I definitely have a good disabled device.
Amanda should have disabled device.
No. It's not on Thugs.
Thugs don't get it?
No.
Because remember, Thugs intimidate people, they lie to them, and they steal their stuff. They don't actually break in.
I have a good slide.
Unless it's kicking in the door.
Oh, yeah, kicking in the door, that's what I was thinking.
If you count that as disabling the device, then technically, I guess.
I have a +6 to it.
That was kind of what I was thinking. Just like, it's broken.
So that's like a -10?
I'm going to charge.
So I figured from a -4.
Charge to the bar.
Yep.
Bong. Alright. You two, you can definitely see that adventurers are present in this city.
Oh, yeah. Lots of.
Well, let me guess,
money.
It reminds us of prior to our trip back in time.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest taverns is still the Exile Civilization.
Let me say that. Prior to our trip back in time, with a lot less corruption.
I wonder what changed in their city. Was it just the werewolves? Or did they not have an adventurer's guild before or something?
No. Well, you can eat after somebody else like that.
Yeah.
What?
No, thank you.
What?
I don't know. Did you double dip at all?
No.
In any way, shape, or
Mythbusters! Okay.
Oh, I know. It's still just not proper.
The chips are, like, this big. How can I double dip? I'm like...
All right. So, you two. I've been neglecting you for a while now.
Who are you?
Us.
Oh, yes. Stealing. Yes.
Yes.
Guys, walk over to the...
I can't see Ricardo, so...
I can't tell who she is.
For 6 minutes, you can't
yeah,
see
after a while, he'll actually pop back into visibility.
Well, I'm going to be...
Hiding, of course, hiding. So you give me a notice. You give me a...
We'll see if we don't notice. All right, my perception of awesomeness...
31.
Oh, I see him. 32.
There you go.
Walk over.
You're under arrest.
Because,
damn it!
Because, is there any other guards around?
Nah.
If there aren't, it would be awesome.
No, there's a guard. There's a group of three of them.
Then I walk over. He says, "You're under arrest because you haven't stolen enough."
I assume that gives me enough of a bonus that I can tell who.
Give me a sense motive. Don't roll a one, because that would be hilarious.
I act like I'm going to... I'm on a flying ship, right?
Yeah.
I act like I'm taking a piss.
Did you get a natural one?
I act like no,
almost.
You got a two.
I think this is how they do it. They always put their hands like this.
I got a 15, anyway.
Yeah, you're fine. So...
And I go like, we're going to steal from the guard. Then I walk away.
I begin chipping little bits of stone off the wall and throwing them at the people in the cell across from me.
Oh. I was like, you're throwing it at me. I was like...
I go ahead and like wait until the ship is docked and cast invisibility and get off.
I thought that was your last.
I assume we were on one side and the other dark people were on
the other side. It's second level, not third level.
Okay.
Possible. I'll chip off a piece of rock and throw it back and forth to you.
I have two hastes today.
Okay.
Florida.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, I don't have good
undock.
You guys undock in the area that leads directly to the Platinum House. Your guys actually has a small dock that heads up to yours.
No, we were going away from the...
Yeah, where do you guys want to meet up? It's not my choice. It's not my place to decide where you meet up.
Oh, you're saying I need to sneak off the island to get to the guards' place, right?
Yeah. You guys snuck onto a boat. The boat went ka-tonk, and then you guys are at this dock.
Okay. I wanted to go steal from the guard's house. Where's that?
You said the HQ.
Yeah.
That's in the Civic District.
Okay, we're going there.
All right, we'll go there.
While we wait for the fools.
Yes, I'm totally a fool, because I can take on the entire party myself.
Gain a few levels, you might.
No, because then Evil Tana gains those levels, too.
No, just you. All of us would say about the same.
Okay, so I've got to go out and start training. I joined an adventuring party. That's a fast track to leveling.
No. We put you in a time-locked room. Years passed in days.
I train with a green guy.
He tells you all he knows.
Which is nothing.
Something.
Yeah.
We laser
beam.
You know what?
He's only got one friend on MySpace.
Do you have anything like
Bill?
You're talking about in James's office?
Yeah.
He's currently there.
Okay, cool.
Piccolo. It's DBZ the Abridged.
Okay.
I won't go in there. My invisibility doesn't last long enough. You got an item.
Yeah, I got an item, and I suppose, I'll bust in.
Yeah, I'll hide.
We found another group! They're down at the docks!
Give me a bluff.
Oh, re-roll.
25.
Of course, Sephiria.
Oh, you're no fun.
Can I see the pack under book, actually?
Ha ha! What are you doing here?
I'm bored.
What?
You locked up my group.
Oh, you're that Sephiria. Okay. It looks like the only way to get rid of you people is back through that mirror.
Yes, quite right.
And Dracus isn't answering his...
Obviously, he's guilty then. Listen to Ricardo.
That's a bad idea. I'm trying to catch Ricardo.
We can help you with that.
You know he was in that room back there, right?
Catch me?
Catch...
I come around in the doorway.
Wrong Ricardo.
Why are you trying to... I assume you're talking about the one in this dimension.
The evil
yes.
Ricardo.
What is he doing? I mean, I can see that he was a little zealous.
Killing people?
Why is he... He's not supposed to kill people.
He's smiting the guilty.
He is opposite me.
He's smiting the guilty. And no, I couldn't get him there because I didn't have... It's not my jurisdiction.
Sweet! Our islands are its own little government.
You have jurisdictions?
Yes, that's the Night Guard jurisdiction.
Oh dear. Don't tell me we're a part of the Guard here, too.
No, you're not. You're your own separate entity underneath the Senate.
They're special forces!
We're the the FBI or CIA?
Yeah, I know.
We're Spectres.
We're the Spectres.
They're special tactics and reconnaissance.
So, no, I can't arrest him there.
So? Anyways.
Do you have proof of his wrongdoings?
He admits to it blatantly.
Well.
Would you like me to give you the list? It's up to 72 so far.
Yes, please. I would love to see it.
Are you going to go smite your own guiltiness?
I may. I'll flip through it. See if there's any notable.
About half of them are people that you probably would have gone and submitting, you know, murders, rapists, type of thing. And then the more and more recent it gets, the more and more...
Basically, Walker. Ricardo got desperate.
Jaywalker, Peeping Tom.
Okay, so I turn into Rorschach.
No, it's basically alright, I've purged all the really evil.
No.
But I must purge more.
He turns into Rorschach.
Yeah, I turn into Rorschach.
You haven't seen the full movie, so.
No.
But yeah.
I just think he's the librarian. There is no innocence.
Well, how about this?
I've taken this a little too far.
It's happened once before. Why don't you deputize us? We'll go do something and go over there.
I can't.
Why not?
The Night Guard specifically withheld that ability from me. I can only hire new guards, which has to go through paperwork and Senate approval.
Well, how about I go get Senate approval from the Senate?
They'll have to ask permission from the Night Guard.
We are the Night Guard.
Holy cow, we've taken over everything!
At least he is. They won't recognize me because I'm not a ghoul, but...
What? I can get Senate approval.
If you can, feel free. Although I'm going to allow you guys access onto Dracus, because that way Dracus is island, because once you do that, then I can get rid of all of you people. And go back to ruling this... Or not ruling, marshalling this area.
Ruling. Man.
Good luck marshalling this area, with what you tell us.
Yes, it sounds like the Night Guard have you under their little fingers.
That they do.
Who did I talk to?
James.
Well, it looks like in your guys' timeline, at least you haven't taken over the city yet.
We don't...
No, but this is what we would do if we had.
I don't think we plan to, honestly.
Yeah, I honestly just kind of want to take something shiny from your office. So, I might take this little balloon.
Don't throw that on the ground.
You shouldn't have told her not to.
Alright. Popping out of the globe.
Don't tell me it's an elemental.
It's Garrosh and Barrosh.
Oh, God! What?
Awesome!
You imprison them in soul gems?
Freedom! Give me initiative.
Oh, shit.
Hey, it's what eight wisdom does. Don't do that!
I
put it back.
I definitely drank potions.
Do that.
I wasn't really caring because I didn't think we'd be into another combat.
No, this is when you hope Tyler's fresh and he's gonna hug him like, I love you guys!
Tyler?
What did they get?
I haven't rolled yet.
I really want to go before them.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so I got 12. I'm gonna spend another Benny.
Ryan?
28.
And then James. And Jessica, roll D20 for me.
Cure moderate is plus how much?
3.
17,
so he'll go on to 21.
And 12.
Garrosh and Barrosh, go on to 10.
Yeah,
you still go before him.
Alright, what's your plan?
They gonna smack me in the face?
Ryan, you actually go first.
Yes, I Shoot. Is that... Oh. Put us out here.
Let's see. James. We'll go ahead and use him as James. Is currently behind his desk. Saphir has now been pushed back to the edge of the room.
Hey!
As Ricardo.
Big.
Oh, yes. There
you go. No!
Wow!
Freedom!
Shit.
What'd you do? These guys, all they did is do the arena.
Mm-hmm.
They were under the employ of the Thieves' Guild.
Oh, dear.
No, they weren't. Yeah, they just worked at the arena.
Potentially all used items previously.
Iron Jaw or whatever his name was.
Oh, he died in our world. Also, like... I'm higher ranked than you!
I took him
That's not gonna work.
You can double check. That one will be a 25.
Haste me! Nah. You can still do this if you haste.
What is it, acrobatics?
Yes.
Ryan,
I don't need to
haste.
I haven't put in that yet.
You can still do it.
I'll just go ahead and haste.
And you can still attack.
And poke him.
What? Do you want to attack them?
Well, I wasn't gonna quite yet.
Okay, well, Jessica, you don't have to. You can hold a standard action too if you want.
I guess I'll go ahead and hold a standard action.
Stab.
What do you think, Wit?
This is epic! James throws a bead of force. Go ahead and give me a reflex saving throws.
He throws a what?
Bead of force.
A capture device.
Oh dear.
Oh, fuck. Oh!
It's not possible, it's fine.
I don't want to get captured by that.
God!
I got a 35.
Okay, you will easily dodge out of the way.
As opposed to a 20, which means I rolled a 1, so I failed.
There we go. That's much better.
All right. He throws a beat of force, and both Garrosh and Barrosh are recaptured. They're like, Rah! Please,
what?
Don't leave.
I see through your tricks.
Clever.
Wait, what?
Reverse psychology.
He tried to say, he said, don't leave. I'm like, I was like,
hey, he was like, oh yeah, hey.
Meet wisdom.
Not,
oh yeah, well,
I'm
wait a second.
I'm just going to take this off your hands.
What is
what
it?
What did you take?
The gem.
It's busted.
He just broke it.
What did he just do?
He threw a beat of force at them. They're in a force wall thingy. They're captured in a little, like a big cage.
They're still there.
I thought he recaptured them inside a thingy.
I busted that.
Oh, well, never mind.
Bust 5 knots!
Wins with them. I'm like, go.
Can I go get my peoples?
Yes, give Kehiane this. You'll have to tumble around the force wall.
RK or yours?
What?
RK or yours?
Oh, yes. My K.
Your K. Okay.
I bounce out. I go... Do.
I guess I'll go ahead and...
tumble.
Hey, go. Oh, wait. Or am I close to the door?
You're close to the door.
You could do that anyway.
Well, I'll go...
We shall leave.
I see what you're doing.
I see. Yeah.
You're
trying to trick me. I do have a +6 to sense motive.
Yeah.
Alright, well, back on the island.
I'm
running out of wall.
No, oh, I have
there's still a lot of wall.
And you can
see light! Oh!
You hear from over in the other cells, so loud!
Are you serious?
Ow! So, I will go, get the other people.
Alright. You'll be going back.
I lightning
okay,
just
there?
To flash the room.
Oh, it's so bright and it's so noisy.
Cast
darkness.
What? See.
Oh, I used that up earlier today.
Why don't you do it, Kay?
Darkness.
Thank you.
At least help with the light.
What?
Sound like you're speaking French.
Nope.
Draxus. You guys okay over there?
Let me guess. You guys are here hunting Draxus, the... Shadowy?
I shall
Draxus the Dark are in our timeline.
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah. Who took you guys down?
Oh, a group of adventurers. From Runmore. There was a dwarven cleric, a human fighter.
I take it the group composition is going to match the group Tyler met when he went down to the guy who somehow got their hands on an cursed artifact.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Remember the group of adventurers you met when you got teleported down to Runmore?
Oh, right.
They just took out our alternate selves, the Underdark.
Oh, that's funny. Underdark us.
We handed our own asses to us, so...
That's embarrassing. As you hear, Dick, did I take anyone out?
Yes.
You took yourself out. You beat your own meat.
I took down me, and then me took down me.
Really?
It was quite intriguing. You should... We'll watch the replay later.
After a little while, you guys will get to the island, and Kehiane will take and go.
Oh, I'll hand the thing to you before I go. I'm going in scouting.
Okay. Scout what?
Drakthus.
Draktheron? Gondrok? Drakanoid?
Drakiri?
Should I get any other Draks confused? I thought Drakus was fairly simple.
Drakiru.
It's because it's simple. Darkus.
Drakus.
The man of many titles.
I said Drakthus, but Drakus is close.
Correct.
But anyway, scouting his letter.
You will not actually.
Or his estate.
You will actually have to steal a boat to be able to get to his island, which we'll get to in a second once you have your team.
Okay.
You walk over to the stone thingy.
Yeah.
How did it open before?
She moved it.
He moved it.
Right.
You'll probably have to give that to...
I'm okay. Large.
That's right, I was supposed to give this to Kay, wasn't I?
Yes.
I walk over to the mansion where Kay is.
Hi, Evil C.
It's Chaotic C.
Okay.
C-E, so I guess you're kind of right. Get it? C-E.
Oh.
Here you go.
Oh, he's, Okay.
What was that?
Oh, he's just saying that we should, let you guys go so you can clear this entire thing up.
Awesome. Can you go get Rooney now?
He's on his way.
Yeah.
We should get one of those.
No, because then Dick won't stop talking.
Well, we'll install a mute button.
Oh,
Justin,
please.
How much did the boots of smuggling cost?
Not a lot.
They're only a tiny compartment. I think it was like 300 or something like that.
300?
Something like that.
How you can put like a dagger in there? Like,
no, I can't even fit a dagger in
there. Lockpick?
You could put marbles in there.
Yes.
So like what I've been doing?
I can fit like minuscule items in there.
Okay. So yeah, you basically it's where you hide a lockpick to get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
We are seriously under golden.
Okay.
Because I'm about 73,000, including potentially all spent scrolls. I put about 8,000 gold for spent scrolls and potions. Just approximately. Obviously, we can do a little bit more
because
there.
I know we've at least gotten like 4,000 gold scrolls multiple times.
I haven't.
There have been several scrolls that have been well over 1,000 per.
So I can add a little bit of that, but right now I'm at 73,600. Alec was at
80,000.
Basically 80,000. Jessica, I put 10,000 for potential scrolls and potions used.
Mm-hmm.
Is at 75, and then also I don't know how much money she's pumped into.
Dead end.
Alley.
Okay, Andre, give everyone an artifact except for me.
So, we're under golden.
Well, I still haven't spent a lot of my money, because I'm trying to figure out what to do with it.
Alright, so let me add that in here. I didn't add that, I apologize. That does seem...
I'm a dragon. Here. I hoard my money.
How much money have you pumped into Dead End Alley?
I just hoard mine because the stuff I want is expensive. I mean, it takes a while.
Okay. Well, Rooney comes down.
Rooney comes in, lets you guys out.
Guys! Mission time!
Yeah.
Hooray!
I took care of it all. Cleared everything up.
Okay, I'm sure you did.
Congratulations!
Okay. So, I think we get our gear back and everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't get your staff back.
I won't
get everything back.
Do I
keep the best? More than, can I keep it, please?
Sure, 16, you can keep it.
16.
Thank you. My wife will love it.
You need to get me one of them.
Try Sorania.
Sauron.
Sauron.
Alright. You guys hitch a boat over to Drakus's keep. Or Drakus's tower.
Sure.
I'd probably pull up in a boat. Here.
Bond.
Got one.
I told Davies in now.
Hey, is there a bond here?
No, he's the one who ferries it back and forth. Alright, so did you guys want to rest up before...
I was about to say what time of day it is.
Yeah, it's been quite a few hours.
Alright, then we can rest up and I can get better spells.
So maybe you can use all your spells and heal us today, because I'm pretty sure you'll be able to do enough to heal.
Yes, because now I can switch all my spells out for healing.
So I'm full health, we'll say it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, she said she healed all of us in the...
Should we rest before we do the...
What we're all suggesting.
Yeah. Okay, I gain... Two rounds of rage. That's it.
Really?
Hey, you gain more than me, Alec.
Do you spend the rest just before you go to bed at the tavern? Do you scream at the wall?
They get you fatigued enough to join.
You need a core book?
No. What I do?
I wish I had my book.
I rage for one round. Oh. I am now considered fatigued. Roused anger. I rage for the remaining 17 rounds.
So she screams herself to sleep.
I'm now exhausted for 170 minutes.
Wow. Well, I guess you fall asleep really quick, huh?
So Jessica,
fall into meditation really quick.
You should need that one for it. Yeah, we do. We're still immune to sleep effects and the like.
I thought you weren't meditating anymore. I thought you just...
We're immune to that stuff.
That's right, we're immune to that stuff, but we do need 8 hours of sleep now.
You no longer meditate.
Yeah, you sit there and try and meditate, and it's just not working until you eventually pass out.
You meditate for like 30 minutes and go, this is really boring.
Everyone's a little weirded out because you find out I snore.
And you scream in your sleep.
Oh, God!
Bedtime stories, the sleep panic disorder.
That really rich girl was oddly turned on by that, though.
Yeah.
Andre, I'll tell you now, I am out in 30 minutes. I have a 7 a.m. staff meeting.
Honestly, what's going to happen is you guys are going to fight Drakus at the top of the tower. Because he doesn't trap his place.
Okay.
He expected us to get stuck here.
I'm part dragonist. He said I still get the boxes.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I don't know.
So, next week, Ryan.
Yes.
We probably will have another paladin.
What's his face?
Yeah, Ibularu.
They're slowly becoming less and less need for me.
He has, like, the Kingslayer title and is going to have at least 9k DPS.
Yes, what's my point now?
I don't know, Alec. What is your point now?
Apparently nothing.
You stand and look pretty.
No, I don't.
Be a tank.
No. What? You've got Step, Andre,
Step and Andre.
Step's not a tank.
Yeah, Step's Andre.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We don't
angry kid and Andre.
One, three, four,
that's true.
Six.
Is Eve seven. Joining our guild?
Maybe.
Everyone's a maybe. No one wants to commit.
Evidently, Eve couldn't join this week, though, because he joined a stay on target run. They couldn't down Peterside either.
Did you tell him we got him down to 50,000 health?
I'm sure he
did. Did you see my post about that? That's 5 spell crits.
I know. Or, you know, like, me actually doing a little more DPS.
Yeah, or Amanda doing it just a tiny bit more, or Jeremy.
I need to be doing a lot.
I hear that combat is what rogues need to be doing now because they nerve mutilation to hell.
Yeah, I tried combat. I don't know.
That seems oddly off center.
But
math wise, it's the same.
I honestly don't know, but that's just what I hear.
I need to try it.
Might just be the fact that the bullet walking
like
part of it
throws off. Pulling like 1.3 damage, and I was like, what the fuck. But on the raid bosses, like the, you know, the ones where, in the cities where you just pretend you're hitting a raid boss, I did about 3k with no buffs.
Tiger octopus or something?
I know.
What?
That, I don't know the rotation for that, so.
Me neither.
So I take it.
What is that?
Oh, that's the, we're turning down Putrescide.
Space Kraken
again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Will I be tanking that if I come along, or?
That's between Garrosh and Barrosh.
Depends on who comes.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'll
If we have the raid composition we had last time,
mm-hmm.
we might not be able to move along.
Okay.
But,
What was I looking up?
Oh, well, whatever.
Dragon.
For nurture design myself, I am not
Thank you.
In this guild. I'm not raiding in this guild, apparently.
Okay.
That's good. I still love you.
No, you don't. You just like me for my body.
You just like me for my body.
Oh, Mater.
Please! Well, in his defense...
You did just say I liked you for your body, so...
Oh, Mater. That's the
Before
one
I walk in here, I'm going to cast Endurance on myself.
For Larry the Cable Guy that I actually like.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
Look at the dire bear.
That dire bear looks slightly retarded.
Yeah.
Alright, so basically what it is the tower, it's sealed. You guys then resort to flying to the top of the tower, and you guys, as you were passing, going up, see some windows. And of course, then you see him with four zombie minotaurs and four portals swirling around him. And you guys go, this is a convenient place to hop in, so you hop in through the window.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Good.
We have,
and we just go straight to initiative.
We have,
yes.
We have Ryan jump in first, because he's immune to damage from shattered glass, as epic entrance.
And Alec,
we'll and I tumble in. Your time is up, Necromancer!
Oh, that was terrible!
Can I give it a perform? I'll give it a perform.
Okay,
I got it.
Who was nurse?
It was terrible. You're right. I'm sorry.
Anya.
Well, I'm sorry. Wait. I'm going to be getting into melee.
I am definitely getting into melee.
Okay, give Cardo Bear.
Okay, who wants strength?
These are going to be zombies. I'm going to need to break their DR.
So yeah.
Okay, I have DR piercing. So.
So yeah.
Abilities.
Okay.
And I
guess you can start coming regularly to each day and do higher than 5 DPS. Because that's really what we need to get past Putricide.
I can get past 5k DPS. And as I've said, I have to drop Monday game.
I'm just saying.
And I don't want to drop Monday game because that means we'd probably stop running.
I don't know.
Here we go. We'll have to see how crappy my hours get.
Hey! Half dragons in Pathfinder don't have to go large to fly.
Nice.
Really?
Really.
That means I don't even need the ring anymore. Well, actually,
it's nice to have.
You don't need it, but do you want it?
See, you can go large size with Great Cleave. Not only do you have everybody touching your square, but you can reach out one more square.
Yeah.
Reach out and touch.
Yeah, on 6, three. Intelligence 2, Charisma 2.
Oh, okay.
So we'll figure that out.
What did everyone get on this stage?
Good question.
18.
Which
are... Nice. I'm rolling awesome on the initiatives today.
Jessica?
Yes,
I rolled the exact same thing I did last time.
18 down.
Tyler?
16.
Amanda?
25.
Right.
Holy cow.
26.
19.
Minotaurs.
Do you have improved initiative or something?
Go on 18.
Oh!
I wanted to get improved initiative, but I ran out.
Wait, what is their initiative bonus?
0.
That means they're on 18 down. Down!
Alright. We now go to the angry and frustrated Ryan.
60-foot line of electricity.
You wish you had that.
Yes.
What? Do I still only cast it once a day?
Yeah.
Is he a human?
Huh?
Is he a human?
As far as you can tell?
Yes.
For the sake of my damage?
Yes.
What do these portals look like?
One is a portal into darkness, one is a portal into a... that's surrounded by filth and scum. One is, that has some light shining out of it. And, last one is, almost sterile.
I think ours is the scum.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'd like to think we're the one with some light shining out of it, actually.
We are in the sky.
Hope yet for our city.
And we're in the sky. But anyway, okay. What's this circle made out of?
It's a raised dais.
Okay.
He's standing on a platform, kind of going, oh, it's a stair step.
Okay. I was trying to double check before we got into it.
So I can charge up it.
Yes, you can.
If you do, charge to the other side of him, please. Then I can
charge
give you a
through
flank.
Him.
And then you can get sneak attacks. Him?
Hey, you don't have to worry about what channeling here. You'll just hurt the Minotaurs.
Is there haste going off?
Yes, there is. I will haste.
Then you have a full round action still.
Yes.
That's always just glorious about hasting.
No. Or if you do just go to the close side of him, I can.
If you haste or don't,
are you tumbling
you
or running?
Have the same actions.
I can't tumble charge.
If you haste or don't haste, you still have the same actions.
Yep. Why can't
you? Yeah, why can't you tumble around?
I can't tumble charge.
Oh.
I can!
Yes, well.
That's because you cheat.
I'm not the fapper acrobat or swashbuckler. Plus 2. 15.
Fun?
15 plus 8 is 13. Or 23, rather, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
His name 20,
oh, wait. 24 because of haste.
24 will slice. Hit.
Sweet. Oh, wow. Of the wicked.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Huh. Double ones.
Ow.
So, 7.
7. We will take it.
I can't even do that low.
You know what's going to be funny? We're going to finish up here, presumably step through the wrong portal, fight him again at the top of his tower, and then have to keep going through this till we find our world.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Did we sneak attack?
It wasn't flat-footed.
What?
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
He was staring at us.
I will point out, it's kind of hard to miss the ship as it...
No, technically he should still be flat-footed. He's not.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
25. Jessica, Amanda, I'm pretty sure Jessica has the upper hand, though.
Yeah, I would cast prayer.
Everyone has +1 to hit and damage.
No! And I will give more people buffs.
+4 to hit and damage.
Nope.
You're hasted.
Half of my favorite.
You are hasted.
I thought you had +8 for some reason.
I did have +7.
I can't cast 2 spells.
That's right. The person right next to you, you can poke either Steven or Alec in the eyes of free action.
So much for me. I'm going to jump off the tower now. I have hit points, I can take it.
You miss the island and keep going.
No.
I can't take that.
Featherfall! Alright, you know what? Drink my potion of Featherfall, jump out the window, land on the island, leave, murder this dimension's Tana, and take over the guard.
You mean the Brotherhood?
Yes. And then I slowly try and correct the defects in this world.
Anyways.
Large.
I suppose even if the Prince of Thieves, I like that his guild gets killed, he's still around because he's a bird of thieves.
Well, and then I'm
going to
charge him, so I'm
going to
go ahead and.
And they're always
best.
Okay, I can beat that.
Who are you charging?
The Necromancer.
What was the first thing we encountered when we came to this world?
25.
Arresting a shoplifter.
Did you power attack?
Yes. I still hit.
10 plus 10 is 20.
Okay.
Sure. It's the end of the maze as I know it. And I feel fine.
28.
Alright.
And I can only
you might actually die before it gets improved invisibility off. Okay,
please do.
Steven.
I move to that square. I have 45 movements, so I can do it.
Right here?
Yes.
Okay, where are you?
No.
How are you, where are you
one
running?
One square up there.
This way?
Doesn't matter. No. Either direction.
That.
Doesn't matter what I move over here. They both take an opportunity. I don't think they have improved combat reflexes.
How far does that take to get there, Steven?
It's a 25 hit your AC?
Well, give me a second. Let's see what I did. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
All right, so 30, I only get one.
35. Give me 35 to get there.
Okay, so they hit you once.
They have improved combat reflexes. It's kind of horrible.
9 plus 10 is 19.
I'll take it. Then I'll take another standard action, well, a standard action, and give everybody +2 to hit and damage against him.
Okay.
So we all now have plus 4 to hit and plus 3 to damage. Then I swing. I assume a 30 plus hits him.
His AC is 24. So what do you think?
10, 15, 18.
18, so he's up to 53.
Wait. 18 plus 4, plus 2, so 20.
All right. Alec, he is 20 hit points away from improved invisibility.
Okay, I move to an open square.
Move or charge?
He will take his attack of opportunity. Run past him.
Okay.
If you move to there...
23.
No.
If you move to there, Alec, you can get attack, sneak attack.
It's true.
And you have the movement.
Yes, you do.
You just look to get one more attack of opportunity.
You want to? You can.
Why not?
Nah.
Damn it.
Is the mage going to take back attack of opportunity? Benny. Wait, maybe not.
You need a 24 or 25.
You get plus 4 from magical.
Plus 6.
What's that reach? 10, 12,
13. I hit. Barely, but I hit with a 2. Yes. Do you need to know how much it was? He's unconscious, by the way.
Why? Why do you do this to us?
Oh, he's back? Stone Skin?
Subdual doesn't do squat to him.
Oh, well.
Who all was doing Subdual?
I was.
I can't.
So subtract 15 from that? 18.
Yep. 20. It was 20.
That's
what I did. Well, knowing that...
Damn it. Alright, you guys improved this building. No, you know what?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's all, as long as someone can tell me where he is. Purge invisibility.
That's an area.
Right.
Yeah.
Look it up. Purge invisibility is an area.
He casts.
So as long as you tell me which area he's in.
Well, look up what the area effect is. How big is it?
20-foot radius.
He has sparkle dust too.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Alright, that was his wonderful turn.
Oh.
We then go to 16 Tyler.
Well, I don't know where he is, so.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Actually. That was the Minotaur's turn, I'm sorry. He's not invisible yet.
Does sneak attack work on him?
No.
Is he undead?
No.
Oh.
That's bizarre. Is he a construct?
Nope. He bends reality. His organs are no longer there. His organs are now in a canopic jar about 30 miles away. But he's not dead.
Interesting.
So I'm assuming sneak attacks don't do anything to him?
Nope, because he doesn't have any organs. I'll be critting on Alec. Ryan. One. Ryan. And Amanda.
Wait, they have a 15-foot reach?
Yes.
They have long spears?
No. Actually, 5, 15. They can swing anywhere in the dais without a problem, because their arms snap and contort.
Oh, special.
There's a crit on you, and then one on Alec.
Nah.
I didn't crit on you, but I crit on the other two.
Okay. What'd you roll to hit?
It's okay, Amanda's the
18.
The meat shield.
Subject of your ire this week.
Yeah.
All right.
Dice's ire.
Ryan. 66 plus 20. All right. 10. 18, 38. And then Amanda. And you take... 1 strength damage as he rips apart some of your muscles.
Actually, in here, it's cast on myself and anyone within 40 feet of me.
Okay, so run to the center of the room. Got it. Bogers, run to the center. Okay. And he decides to disembowel.
Is it 45 radius?
It's 5 feet per cast level.
Is it radius?
Yes.
That means only in the center of the room, you can hit the entire room.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Yep.
Aww.
Okay, well, go Jessica.
What happened?
I remember the last wizard we fought.
You take 41.
Okay.
Did you purge him, Jessica?
No, yeah, he hasn't gone.
1 con point. Damage. Mm-hmm. And you begin bleeding 6 around.
Ow.
Sounds familiar.
Alright, 16 Tyler.
Do 45 over to me. I'll
tumble
heal you.
Over to...
Since Jessica's going to be purging.
Why not the other side of him?
Actually, I'm... Wait.
Okay. The lead keeps going until you get a heal.
Alright, I'll swing at him. Yeah. 18.
Oh, he'll miss. Roll.
20. You did prayer. 21. We have pace. 22.
Plus 2 for me.
I already had that.
Okay. And then...
Do light maces have a 19-20?
No.
No.
Okay, well, I hit. That's a 30.
Yes.
Four.
You will... Nope, sorry. Passed his AC by 10.
Okay.
Doesn't work anymore.
No sneak attack, so... 6 physical, 1 with 3 fire.
So how much? 9?
9.
Okay.
He has no resistances, though.
No.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Andre, if that was how it would work, it would mean a level 1 character would walk up to an like a level 20 fighter and just start swinging. The crits would kill him eventually. Because the fighter literally couldn't hit him.
Wait, if that was the way it
worked. If you overshoot the AC by 10, you miss.
Yeah.
That's what his third attack's for.
Yeah, his third attack would hit.
Alright. Fools! Right. This guy's gonna die so hard.
We came prepared this time.
We remember that trick once.
This would have actually been over earlier, but Steve and I were like, alright, this guy may not be evil, if he's not from our dimension, let's not kill him.
It's Subdual trying to figure out what's going on. Well, since we know that doesn't
Ryan.
Work.
I guess I'll tumble behind a Minotaur.
Give me a tumble check. Tumble.
Fail tumble.
I'm really close to you. I thought my arm was too well, man.
Acrobatics.
Yes, you should.
I will do that. I have it from both. Sweet. 13 it is.
Aww. 25. Last one. 25? Okay. That will succeed. Tumbled.
Okay. I just what are you guys doing?
My paper scissors, dude. Come on.
Okay. Do I get my full round?
Yeah, you're hasted.
Sweet.
Hey, Andre, I barely keep my eyes open at this point.
He has one round.
Okay.
He has 31 hit points. And his trick of being invisible, thanks Jessica, isn't going to last him. Jessica will run in the center of the room and then go, and then go, ha ha ha.
Do you even want to continue the fight then?
Yeah, I want to see if I can get my lightning bolt off first. His lightning bolt does 15d6. I've been waiting for this juiced up lightning bolt.
If he doesn't know me, I ignore
you. You stab a Minotaur.
8
piercing? Okay.
Okay, one time.
Jessica.
Oh, I guess his AC might be different. Oh, well.
You're looking for a 15, babe.
No.
Did you hear what his lightning bolt does?
Yeah.
There he is.
Shit. Amanda.
Charge.
I'll take my 2 attacks of opportunities. Your ass runs. 2 hits.
That's fine.
Shit. Oh, that's 30 head on.
I hit him. 30. Okay.
Give me some skin, sister. And you were worried that you wouldn't be useful.
You totally just.
I just have
Jessica.
To get past the part that I don't go into melee anymore.
Yes.
Jessica, you totally killed him. Indirectly. But you killed him.
What is the range on your.
30 exactly.
30 feet.
Okay, he's got 1 hit point. He's now immune to damage because he's at 30. He's got 1 hit point.
That's not true because I suck, so I can do that 1 point.
All right, Steven.
Healing burst.
Steven.
Kill him.
You hit all of them.
Just Jesus Christ, Steven. Just attack him.
I move over to him and take a 4 round action.
This raised him.
What's his AC?
Not enough.
Do you at least hit him?
Do you hit once?
I've hit twice so far.
Okay, splat. Alright. The Minotaurs.
3d8, a d6, and a d10.
Suddenly a look comes over their glazed eyes, and they move towards the nearest divine casting person.
Nah.
5, 10, 15. Oh, okay, so these two are pretty obvious.
Just put the other two to Steven.
Yeah.
Are they attacking or what?
Or are they bowing before us?
You're high. Okay, they really like Jessica.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They bow to you.
They're zombies.
Yes. Now I have zombie minotaurs!
And a skeleton bowl and...
What is it with you on an undead bovine? Really?
So, which portal do you guys decide to go through?
Which ones were there?
There was scum and...
Scum and pestilence, shining light, shadow, and then sterility. Well, actually, hold on. This would be shining light, you know, shadow, scum, and sterility.
Let's go see the shining light one, because that was there, dude.
All right, then poke your head through.
Yes.
And I say head and
body. I grab her by the belt.
You see the same copper district that you just entered.
This is the one we were just in.
Well, it was your decision.
All right, let's go to the scum and villainy one.
Okay, you guys see a familiar looking copper district.
This looks like ours. I go inside.
Should we look at
the... We should look at
the... I look through the sterile one.
You see this...
I move back, like, this looks like ours.
Everyone kind of walking around the same outfit type of thing. The buildings are uniform.
Does anyone have a mask on that's identical?
They show no emotion.
You all suck!
By the way, Steven...
Isn't that the captain's world?
They elicit no emotion.
I got an escape artist of 43.
I suppose I lead through the CMB dark one. Yeah.
It's dark.
Well, it would be CMD, actually.
Wow, this is what it would look like if you were in a cave.
No,
if you were a drow.
Versus your CMD.
We go through the scum.
I feel dirty.
Okay,
through
the one he you guys walk through the scum and villainy one.
Hooray for scum and villainy.
I have to wonder where the...
I'm going to leave a note. To the night guard here. Can I write it in thief in night guard camp? Draw pictures of hands?
Yes, you can.
I will draw pictures of hands, which take me a long time. Saying, we killed the necromancer, which I'm taking the body back with us. Took the body with us. We took his undead minotaurs. We went through, unfortunately, the scum and villainy one. We're going to try to make it better. Hope you had a great day. Dick, have fun with your wife.
All right. So you guys will step through. Are you going to take your bovine to Bart?
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's how it works. All right.
Seriously, you an undead bovine.
This is where we're calling game tonight.
In conclusion, I would like to point out that it's time for a revolutionary new look in primetime and variety podcasting, and the combination of Aaron and Shay can bring this to the world. Yes, for over 20 years, Shay here and the dedicated group of people that make up the Red Phone Zone have been developing the art of internet entertainment to heights where never before considered possible. And at the same time, Aaron here has been developing and creating ardent opinions of movies, comic books, and all things geek-related. From the same creative minds that brought you Giant Ketchup, The Iffy Shay Show, and Super Nerd Night, these two giants of the industry have fused their creative juices into one great explosion of brilliant internet programming. And what is this fusion of creative juices called? The Red Film Zone. A show that will be loved and adored by every Alexa home in the country. Small children will love the cute, cuddly characters. Young people love the fresh and innovative comedy. College kids, intellectual eggheads, will love the underlying symbolism of everything. Freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds will love that we are freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds. Because that is what show business is all about. Yes, and when the show hits, the careers of the men who made it possible to put the show on the air will skyrocket. People like John Hamm, Brad Hunstable, and even Dr. Gayla Fair will become stars in their own right. The names of these men will become household words like stove, sink, toilet, no, like patriotism, apple pie, and mother. Friends, the United States of America, no, the world needs a Red Phone Zone. and you should download this show. Now, we're not pulling punches here. I mean, there's nothing subtle about this pitch. So download this show and put it on your MP3 player, because we'll all be famous. The Red Phone Zone will be famous, and Ustream will be famous, because we'll all have a hit show in our hands, and we'll get all temperamental and hard to work with, but you won't care, because we'll all make a lot of money, and Aaron and Shane will be happy, and you'll be happy, and the Red Phone Girl will be happy, and God will look down on us and smile on us, and he will say, let them have a 40 share!
Aaron, why don't you just say, Red Phone Zone, 8 p.m. Central at redphonezone.com.
Broadcasting Wednesday nights on Ustream.tv. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.